millions of listeners trust us on Hatchback. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marion Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, it is the big weekend, and we cannot start the big weekend without, obviously, looking at some of the big stories that are making headlines from the weekend into the big week. Of course, we know that Mr. President is in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia as he's attending the World Economic Forum. And of course, he made a very interesting speech about, you know, the removal of oil subsidy, which is one of our big stories for today. I'd like to start with that story. Mr. President comes first. Fuel subsidy removal necessary to avert financial crisis, says President Tinubu. And he made this statement while he was in Riyadh. I do have a clip to that, and I'd like for us to, you know, play it. I will play it later on as the conversation progresses. I'd like to hear your thoughts and comments as to what Mr. President had to say about the oil subsidy issue. And he made a few other statements about Nigerians and young people and the situation of things and what he's chosen to bring to the table in order to avert the problems that we're facing as a country. I'd like for you to take a listen to that audio and then, of course, tell me what you think. But also, I'll move away from that and talk about the political crisis that's happening in River State. I'm a little bit tired of River State and the drama that's been going on. And so we're going to talk about it. But I have a civil society organization official who's going to be joining me via telephone. We're trying to call him. I think his name is Anefa Jodrell. He is the chairman of River State Civil Society Organizations. Anefa Jodrell will join us in a bit. And of course, he will give us a clear picture of what's happening. There was a video that emerged just before the weekend about some member of the PDP, a River State person, threatening the governor of River State, saying that he needs to step away from dragging the name of the former governor Wike in the mud, and that if he does not desist, that they're coming for him. It was a threat, an open threat to the governor. And many people have frowned at this particular video and the person in the video. But then there are those who are also saying that, oh, these are all gimmicks. It's local government elections, and that's why they're hitting up the polity. But then the bigger question for us to answer today is really, will this supremacy battle between Fubara and Wike ever end? Let me give you some background for those of you who do not know. Apparently, the Punch newspaper carries a story saying in the run-up of to the 2023 general elections, the relationship between Nyesom Wike, the then governor of River State, and Sim Fubara, the state accountant general, as he then was like that of a father and a son. But then, of course, Wike had appealed to heavyweights to accept Fubara for reasons best known to him. His plea was received with mixed feelings among party men and women, especially among the majority of the aspirants seeking the party's ticket ahead of the elections. The likes of the former state governor Celestino Mejia, erstwhile deputy governor Tele Ikuru, former minister of transportation Dr. Abiye Sakibo, former deputy speaker of the House of Representatives Chief Austin Okpara, Senator Lee Meba, among others, were party stalwarts where Wike locked horns with and stepped on their toes before having his way, causing a major crack in the party fold. But today, fast forward to today, it seems to be a game of chess. And it has resumed again, of course, because Wike is now saying that no one can take the party structure from him. And Efa Jodrell is going to join us in a bit. But then, of course, the most important conversation for today is the fact that fuel scarcity crisis has worsened as depots divert PMS to Abuja. In other words, we're having long queues in Lagos. This is the latest I've been to work. I got to work like 10 minutes to, you know, 3 p.m., which is very late. I always come to work very early, you know, in prep for my shows. And I paid almost 5,000 naira. My house is just not very far away from here. So you can tell how bad things are today. But I want to know, how much did you buy petrol wherever you are, whether you're on the mainland, on the island? How much did you buy petrol from the weekend into today? And for those of you who are queuing up, how much are they selling in those places that have long queues? Because I'm hearing that the places that have shorter queues, their fuel prices are higher. But where you can find cheap fuel is where cars are packed endlessly. So I want to know, How easy or how difficult has it been for you to purchase PMS today? And then, of course, we'll talk about Mr. President's speech. Once again, welcome to Hard Facts. Before we delve into Mr. President's speech, Jennifer Georgewill is here via telephone. He is the chairperson of River State Civil Society Organizations. Jennifer, it's so good to have you join us.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. I want to start with, obviously, because you're in River State, you're in the thick of things, and you've known how everything has played out from Governor Wike's handing over up until today, the drama that has continuously transpired in River State between the governor and, of course, the minister. But let me start by talking about that video where someone was threatening the governor that if he does not stay or steer clear of the minister, they would come for him. What do you make of that particular threat that was openly made, obviously, by some party men towards a sitting governor? And you are a civil society organization member. You obviously will have an opinion on it.
First, we must say that it's quite pathetic and a gross exhibition of wanting mediocrity that individuals, with great respect, even questionable character could just pick up trusting a sitting governor. We don't need to like the governor, but we must understand that the governor is first among people. He represents everybody living and doing business in Rivers. So it's not an insult that one individual, like I said, with due respect to him, with a very questionable character, could just wake up and insult the office of the governor. The person should know that the person is not insulting Mr. Sinfobara. The person is insulting Rivers people and insulting the first among people. But again, it goes to show the level of politics pettiness we have reduced our state to. And I hope that we understand the implication of this. Just so that when other persons take our political leaders, especially the office of the governor, to ridicule, we don't start complaining. I pray our politicians deal with their, when it suits the same person, and where possibly when his friend is in government house, he would stomach it, knowing fully well that he's among those who is setting the standard. But it's a shame, really a shame.
Are there no implications? I mean, because you've already said that this is how politics is done in River State. But then for the outsider looking in, they're wondering, is there no decorum as to, you know, party politics or whatever you would want to call it, or mudslinging in River State that he has deteriorated to a point where openly a state governor is being threatened by almost a nobody?
I must say that pettiness in politics is generic across the country. But for that of River State, I must admit, and shamelessly so, that it's in another level. A very embarrassing level. And like I said earlier, those who are doing this that it has far-reaching implications, and I hope that they won't review their position. But in 1990, the River State the state people with a lot of class. I remember those days before 1999 when we go outside university. The people treat you by mentioning that you live in university, even if you're not a native there. Mm. That there's some level of respect and regard given to you. But since 1999, unfortunately, we have had political leaders who carry themselves and give us respect in that picture, in that garden city that a very educated life River State is known for. So the political priorities in 1999 no respect for Peter Billy and his product in 1999. They have drastically, radically change the narrative of our political landscape.
So now you're blaming this behavior on the former governor, Peter Odili, and the boys that he brought up in the system? Is that now where you're passing the buck to?
No. Almost everybody that has been a major political player since 1999 till today in River State. All is a product. He cannot deny it, but they all say, you listen to the current minister, who is disagree with him politically, but still agree that he's a political master. There is no agenda. There is no overhyping or painting of.
Okay.
But it is what it is. But since 1999, people have not remained the same because of the level of desperate politics, politics of political structure, politics over development, politics over ideas, politics over advancement. So the kind of I don't know how to put it, but this crazy frenzy for power that has saturated our political landscape. And of course, the immediate past governor took it to another level. Beyond deserve. I don't know how to.
Okay,
describe.
And if let's move away from that quickly. Let's talk about, you know, this game of chess, because that's what people are calling it now. It's a political game of chess, you know, and a supremacy battle that one would wonder who exactly is going to win. There are those who put their money on the former governor, who's now a minister, and there are those who are saying, well, the sitting governor, seemingly, you know, as quiet as he looks, might have a lot of, you know, tricks up his sleeves. But then let's talk about the people of River State, where this is where you come in. For how long will the people of River State, you know, be left in the middle while this political game of chess is happening? Because most importantly, the reason why we have leaders elected into office is so that they can do a job, and that job is to service us, give us good governance, deliver it at all levels. And if there's this game of chess, obviously there's going to be a huge distraction. And how does this sit with you and, of course, the people of River State?
Very beautiful question, and that's why for us as a society, we are not interested in who is going to win or lose, and that is because all throughout history, even in our recent history in Rivers, we have seen that this political maneuvering, like to borrow your choice, words of phrase, political game of chess, have not brought progress to Rivers people. You are aware that just recently, a few days ago, there was fire explosion that fire got a tanker. And I think the driver, so I don't have that information right, but a tanker truck, you know, was hit by fire. And there was no immediate firefighting response on that. In fact, it took a private company called Indorama. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm on that, mm-hmm. but just for the record, it was a private company that finally
equipment,
men and material equipment to come and fight. It was an embarrassing one. The local government element is one of the richest local government in Nigeria, and of course in River State. The state is one of the richest, and of course the way our governors carry themselves around, give the state money like what's in our local palace to come up here. But they are like someone who is drunk, as in someone who is suffering from overdose of money, someone who is drunk with money, you know, dishing out money. Of course, you're aware the previous governor spent billions of naira dashing to anybody. Your market is caught by fire, it gives you billions, it gives you hundreds of millions. There is any issue around your state, it comes and shares money around. Such a governor, a governor of such a state, cannot have the political structure of fire service. Of course, the current governor has said about 10 to 11 months, yet there is no emergency of firefighting stations. We have 8 solid years of the previous government. Of course, the political Maradona of the current political Maradona of Nigeria, making a lot of noise, making a lot of political jobs at every given opportunity. He holds the best of press conferences, you know, and makes a lot of noise about flyovers, what we call jungle over.
Okay, and if in closing, because we have to crack on.
Yes, but yes, we are unable to resolve the issue of firefighters. I speak to you. Fire got wares, men, and of course, materials in River State unchallenged for hours.
In one sentence,
so,
will Rivers people ever get good governance under Fubara?
Well, we'll be assessing based on records and facts. Like I said, he has come he's already here for like 10 to 11 months. We'll be giving out our own analysis. Of course, like we always say, that I don't. We'll come and be giving analysis. If men are saying yes, they have done one or two. We'll be analyzing him. Positions.
Okay.
If he has done well.
All right.
I think that political maneuvering chess have never favored the people. And
all right.
The current governor should sit up and begin to do his job.
All right. Thank you very much. Anefa Georgewill is the chairman of. National Chairman for Civil Society Organizations. I want to say thank you for coming on the show. And Anefa, we have to let you go because we have to crack on. We've got a lot to cover today. If you're just joining us, it's still the big weekend on Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Ann O'Connor, and we're looking at the big stories for today. Fuel subsidy removal. Mr. President, obviously, currently at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, has said the fuel subsidy removal was necessary to avert financial crisis. Yes, I will play you that audio when we come back from the break. But in the meantime, how much are you buying fuel for? Yes, have you bought fuel? Are you queuing? Wherever you are, call me from where you are. Tell me where you're queuing. And if you're queuing, there's a long queue. Is it cheaper where you are? And if you don't want a queue and the filling stations that are selling, are they selling higher for those places where there are no queues? And of course, looking at the political chess wahala in River State, Wike Fubara resume river supremacy battle. And I'm asking every single one of you, will the supremacy battle between Wike and Fubara ever end? Well, we'll talk after the break. I don't forget, we're live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Join the conversation if you're listening to us from outside of the country. We are Nigeria Info FM on Skype, so you can call me via Skype if you're listening from outside of the country. But you can also send me a WhatsApp message if you are listening from Nigeria, you want to participate, you don't want to call, you're maybe too shy, or you want your message to be read, please, 080-959-75805. That's 080-959-75805. Send me a WhatsApp message. Please don't call me. Don't send me a voice note. Just send me a message. I'd love to read from you. And on our live feed on YouTube and Facebook, you can feel free, please, to post your comments. I'd like to read from you. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. This is Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are looking at the big weekend stories. Top on those stories, obviously, is Mr. President's speech at the World Economic Forum. And I want to play you that audio. And for those of you who are watching us live, you will see the video. So let me quickly just, you know, play that audio for you. That way you can tell me what you make of it and then join the conversation. 0201-465-7190. 0700 is back up. 993-993-993. But let's take a listen to Mr. President. And then when we return, you can share your thoughts with me. Here we go. Mr. President speaking in Saudi Arabia over the weekend at the World Economic Forum.
Nigeria's economy grow further.
Thank you very much. Salam alaikum. And let me, in addition, join in congratulating the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for putting this opportunity together. I know it's not easy. For Nigeria, we are immensely consistent with our belief that the economic collaboration and inclusiveness is necessary to engender stability in the rest of the world. Concerning the question of the subsidy removal, there's no doubt that it was a necessary action for my country not to go bankrupt. One, to reset the economy and the pathway to growth. It is going to be difficult, but the hallmark of leadership is taking difficult decisions at the time it ought to be taken. Decisively. that was necessary for the country. Yes, there will be blowback. There is expectation that the difficulty in it will be felt by a greater number of the people. But once, I believe it was their interest that is the focus of the government, it is easier to manage and explain. The difficulties. Along the line, there is a parallel arrangement to really cushion the effect of the subsidy removal on the vulnerable population of the country. We share the pain across board.
There you have it, Mr. President, at the World Economic Forum. And we're going to make sense of what he said. He's talked about the fact that it was very important and necessary to take or to make that decision, you know, to say subsidy is gone. We have to remove subsidy. And of course, you know, the papers have been carrying it, saying that it was necessary to be so that it could help us from going into bankruptcy, etc., etc. He said, of course, it's necessary to also take into consideration that there is pain. People will feel pain, obviously, as a result of this subsidy removal because, you know. And then he talked about the cushioning effect being the palliatives that, you know, they've been given in different, you know, to different people. I don't know who the people are, but they're people who have received palliatives, yes, according to Mr. President. And but then it leaves Nigerians with a lot of questions. Some people agree with Mr. President totally because this is a point that he's continuously made. But then there are those who are of a school of thought that, excuse me, sir, what subsidy did you remove when we hear that you still haven't necessarily completely removed subsidy? You're still paying backdoor, you know, subsidies. You're still trying to reduce the resultant effect on people. Aside from the you know, the palliatives that you have spoken about, that, I mean, LFI has said it, Petroleum Marketers Association have said it, because if subsidy were to be totally gone, then we'd be paying at least 1,000 naira per litre. But where do you fall? And of course, we can pick some of the things that Mr. President has spoken about. He goes on and on to talk about our youthful population and, you know, the fact that we... I didn't take everything, but then he talks about the youthful population, the fact that we could take advantage of it, and he's doing something in that regard to harness the potential of our youthful population. But I'm just going to keep quiet and let you do the talking. So these are the big stories for today, especially Mr. President's Economic Forum speech. 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. You can join the conversation. Also calling 0700-993-993-993. Yes, all the lines are working now. Let's go. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Yes.
I bought a liter of water, 750 for Winners Road on Saturday. Yesterday, I bought black market, 1 liter, 900. Today, something like one civilization, two there from Oshodonda, going to PWD. Students, when they go to school, they usually they work out something like from Oshodonda to Lava. Now, depending on what the president talk. What he said is what I refer to as sociological mirage. It looks through to governors, national assembly, politicians, presidents, and co. And it can never look rule for Nigerian citizens. I went to Abana on Saturday. Companies are packing at the shutting down. I never talked to them for 2 months now. But for what? What is 10 naira? It's 50 naira. Nigeria. Living companies now, playing by being taboo. You say you are doing what you could take cushion defense, and you are giving National Assembly, SUV, 150 million, and giving me to the Rick of Life, they were waiting the night for Butos. You are telling me, are you talking to us? Like, are we small boy? So we don't go to school like you. Okay. This insult is too much.
Okay.
Concerning PDP, now they put us into this mess. Who was the weaker in PDP when he was a minister of education? that the reason people cannot rise up and nail this man and make him pass away one side.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Kobuko. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Maria.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio, please.
That is the weekend, though.
Weekend is good. It was good.
This market woman.
Market woman.
My fine girl. How are you?
I'm fine. How's market?
Fine, though. Market, they got hands. You know, they say we not see for a day worker. For a dog, not to 1,000 naira now. Make I come to the matter now. This our presidency. It be like say all these people wait there for governor, president, out of Azen. If then they lie, they don't get conscience at all. It's like that for me.
Where's the lie?
What are you talking? Are you a stranger in this country? Now me and you go fight now.
Where's the lie now? This is hard facts. Where's the lie? You need to pinpoint the lie now. Let's have a conversation.
That we will not go bankrupt, Abi. When he was buying car with all his family and the people, we not go bankrupt, Abi. He said all of us, they feel all the pain. Say his children, they for lie now. Go buy for 1,000. Which pain are they feeling? Do you want me to point their ass for you? Many like that. What we are taking from this country is the thing that is sinking this nation. Not that way, subsidy, and they want to turn us to beggar. Like somebody that don't have legs, he don't have hands to walk. What is subsidy? We don't need it.
Okay, all right.
We don't need that palliative.
Okay.
We don't need it all.
So what do you need?
We need Nigeria to work now.
But it has to start somewhere.
There's no lights now. There's no fuel outside. How will Nigeria work? How will the youth work?
Okay.
Tell me. You are the one sinking the country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Market Woman. I can totally feel your pain through your voice. Ziggy is calling us from Ajao. Hello, Ziggy.
Keep up for real.
Hey, Ziggy.
How are you outside now?
My side is 5,000 naira.
Okay. Make I give you gist. Make I gist you. I know say you pass 5,000 naira.
But how many 5,000 naira can we afford in this bad climate? Go ahead.
Now, the thing you get as a bill. From your house. Now, that house will...
Just here.
Now, three buildings from your office.
I understand.
5,000. I can imagine that.
It's hard.
Make I gist you what thing they happen. This thing, nobody say across board, though. Just as the president talk about, not the all of us they share from this space. Because some people build car park for 3 billion. I don't even know where they park my motor, how much they take to build that.
Ziggy, stop it.
Yes, but you know now, so these some people bought car for 160 million. You know how much car why they drive?
Ziggy, a big man.
Ziggy, a big man.
Stop it.
But my car loaded 250 million. I'm 60 million. So when they say this pain, saying across board, all of us they fill up. Some people now they take one cup of rice. Maybe you know, say some people now get for their own now, like politicians, they get up to 10 bags of rice for their house.
Have you been there?
I know now. You know, they see the banquet where they feed from. So this thing goes across board. Anybody where they tell me to clean commodity square subsidy, they said all of us they fill up. I know sure saying that true. Why? Because the poor people right now do not see anything to eat. The average is sinking into poverty. Why the rich, the super rich is now in the middle class, and he say he removed the subsidy. Make Nigeria no go bankrupt.
Ziggy, thank you.
The citizens are going bankrupt.
Thank you for calling, Ziggy. We need to crack on. Rapper Jiku is calling from Lagos. Day.
Call me.
Rapper, how are you?
Thank God. How work?
Work is good.
Listen, you said that you use 5,000 to come to work.
It's crazy.
I spent 15,000 to go to work from Arumosho. Because I didn't see the fuel. I didn't see scars in my area. No, wow. Everywhere is all the stations, they locked the filling station.
It's crazy. It's crazy so what we have to deal with.
So take a bike where necessary and make up with some, commercial vehicle. Just to sign one or two documents for my agent. I spent 15,000 going and coming back.
It's crazy.
To a Papa Wolf. So on Mr. President's speech, I can tell you most of the things he said is not true. You see? They're not true. They're just deceiving. That's why I call them at times government of Tonaiwa. Lies and deceit. You see, how can you say, look at, in terms of palliative, they are sharing 200 billion. That is not good governance to start with. You don't do a thing like that, sharing Naira and Kobo. You do something that will carry everybody along. Yes, everybody. We have about how many million?
But the president is saying he's trying to carry everyone along. That's what he's saying.
No, he's not carrying everyone along.
He truly feels your pain. He understands that we're going through pain because of the subsidy removal, and that's why they also have the palliatives in place to deal with it.
Let me tell you, sharing palliative Naira and Kobo is not the best. It's not good governance. It's waste of economy.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't do a thing like that.
Okay.
As a good governor.
Okay.
As a good president.
Okay.
You see? And so many things, in as much as I'm concerned, for this subsidy remover, subsidy gone, it brings so many financial crises. Is it in so many areas? Is it our forest? It depreciated the Naira. Look at them under 8 months. Naira is 2,000. To compare with the dollar.
Okay, Rapido, I have to let you go because of time, okay? Thank you very much for calling. Peter is calling us from Abaranje. Okay, I hope I pronounce it properly. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, Marianne.
Hi, Peter Osifo.
My name is Peter Osifo. I'm calling from Abaranje. Quick one on rivers. If you said that Oga na master, we always be the master there and we always win the battle. I believe that Fubara is sitting on a keg of gunpowder that is about to explode any moment. That is that. Then on Bola Ahmed Tinubu's speech yesterday in Saudi Arabia, saying that if he had not withdrawn the oil subsidy, that would have been bankrupt by now, that Nigeria would have gone bankrupt. Well, this has come to affirm and confirm what he has been saying since, that he has withdrawn fuel subsidy. You know, as compared to most of our conspiracy theorists and speculators, somebody like El Rufai and his cohort, saying that Nigeria is still paying oil subsidy. So I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I had said at that time that I took his speech, that is El Rufai's speech, with that is a pinch of salt, as it were. So be that as it may, I don't know what Nigerians actually want for now. They have been saying that that the government has been paying oil subsidy. That means that the oil price, the petrol per liter, should have gone to 800 or 1,000 naira per liter.
Peter, let me come in there. I'm so sorry to talk over you because I want to also quickly move on to other things. The reason why Nigerians are complaining is if you promise us that you're going to stop subsidy payments because you're going to use those monies to better our lot in a different aspect of the economy, then that's what we want to see. But if you're telling me one thing and you're still doing the same thing but in a different way, and then I don't see the monies that you realize from stopping those payments helping to build another aspect of the economy, then you have just lied to me. So this is why Nigerians are complaining. I know that you're trying to say that, what do we really want? Yes, if you really take out subsidy, then let's see what you're using the money to do. That's the bigger question. And then we haven't had answers to those questions, have we?
Yes, I'm not publicizing for the government. But be that as it may, listen, also know that the state government, they always go to Abuja every month. And their fat has been increased. The money they've been getting has been increased.
Okay.
I'm not saying that the government is doing well. But I'm confused on what Nigerians actually want for now.
Well, maybe you need to stop and ask yourself, what do you want? But I have to go on and take another call. Thank you, Peter, for calling. Kingsley from Korea, you'll be my last caller until I'm done reading the messages on social media. Hello, Kingsley.
Oh, Marianne.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We thank God. Everybody is entitled for his own opinion.
Of course.
The truth is this. What our president said this morning or yesterday on the economic summit was a quality of a good leader speech. You don't want him to go and say that things are not working. But we that is here, Sandra, as you complain that you use 5,000 to go to work, do you know what I did this morning when I wake up?
Mm.
I went to filling station. Fortunately for me, I met one big man. When he was buying from the keg, I dropped my own keg too. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I begged him. Because of his influence, they sold a keg for him. From that, they sold for me. That's where I got to where I'm going.
Mm.
And thank God for that.
Wow.
But I don't want to preach. I don't want to say anything about that because we are going through trauma this time around, Marianne. Mm-hmm. Anybody that wanted to justify this government, I don't know whether because he cannot be crying all the same time. Maybe he's favoring the person. But the truth is this, 99% of Nigeria are crying these days.
Okay.
That is the simple truth. And I love what Joy said. He said, put something that will favor everybody, no matter her own tone of saying it.
Mm.
But he knows that giving us parity will not solve the problem of Nigeria. If you say that you remove a subsidy, why can't you not implement that money on basic infrastructure
and that's visible? Yes, that's the same question I have.
I don't care about the motor they bought because they need that for their own work too. But put that in on the masses so that masses will enjoy it.
All right.
Will go down.
All right, Kingsley.
People are saying that they don't know what Nigeria wants. What we need is give us reflection. Let's move
all right.
on.
All right, Kingsley, thank you very much for calling us. I need to go on WhatsApp and read some of the messages. And also, don't forget, you can post your comments live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoFM. We're also on YouTube, NigeriaInfoFM. Post your comments on our live feed or send me a WhatsApp message. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. Beautiful and interesting speech from Mr. President. Without a working environment is nothing. Mr. President should stop traveling up and down looking for investors. We don't have business-friendly environment. No power, no security, too much taxes with corrupt politicians. Ralph from Satellite Town. Interesting point. This one says, if this government didn't take drastic measures on NNPCL management, Nigerians will never be happy with it. How long should we suffer in this country, rich in oil? Every day, one excuse to the other. Nobody's being jailed. Everything has time and season. Let government know this. Olushoga, thank you for your message. This one says, who does Wike submit to, God or himself? Unfortunately, Wike has in person of President Bola Tinubu, a role model in the sense that the president still calls the shots in Lagos State. This is what Wike also wants to achieve, by all means, even as the FCT minister. So there's no one really at the top that can put Wike's recklessness to check. Adeboyega, thank you. This one says, the man called Wike is just a troublesome person. I don't know why he does not want Fubara to breathe. Then, for president, he should know that he is a major cause of the pain of Nigerians, or the pain that Nigerians are going through today. The hardship started when he made that bogus statement during his inauguration that subsidy is gone, and he can see what Nigerians are going through today. Sometimes I ask if governance is about one's selfish interest or is it the wish of the people. The truth is that Tinubu's government is biting hard on us, and he knows it. Well, he said it, that he understands the pain and you know what you're going through. What more do you want? Anyway, this one says, are Nigerians enjoying or suffering now? Can anyone accuse the president of lying that there are no economic crises in the country today? How has subsidy removal done anything? Momo from Adamo. I'm sure you can ask and answer that question altogether. Joseph from Badagry says, my question is, what will Wike gain in the end? He's not the only governor ever produced. Well, I can't answer that question, can I? Lucky Lola from Magboro here says, imagine paying subsidy for almost 1 trillion monthly and still having fuel scarcity. Imagine having Dangote refinery and still having fuel scarcity. Imagine paying 900 or 1,200 for fuel and still having fuel scarcity. Imagine investing $1.5 billion to fix Port Harcourt refinery and still you've got fuel scarcity. Marianne, I'm handing everything over. To whom, please? This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. I believe you had a wonderful weekend. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I'm really angry with the voice that I just heard now. These people lie. I thought Lai Mohammed was the worst liar we have in this country, but the grandfather of all liars. let them continue to frustrate Nigerians. When we are ready, we will change this nonsense that we're passing through. Yummy from Muriel Caller. Thank you, Yummy, for that message. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. Enough of all this deceit and propaganda by the president. Why doesn't he allow the impoverished Nigerians to lick their wounds he and his government has put on them? How long is he going to deceive the poor masses? Boyson from Afro Media. I cannot answer any of these questions, can I? Timothy here from Lagoon Mall says, from the very beginning, I'd never had faith in this man because honesty is extremely far from his nature. Why are you attacking the man's nature? Dear God, what did the man do you? Anyway, this one says, Uche from Sango says, I believe the president and I advise him to focus and don't listen to his serial critics. Okay, well, one person here is supporting the president. That's a very good one. Joseph from Sango says, Tinubu needs to apologize to Nigerians. 2012, he protested with others that subsidy should not be removed. Now he's there and he's removed it. Interesting. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. Please, could you... okay. Mr. President was right at the World Economic Forum when he said he removed subsidy to save Nigeria from going bankrupt. At last, the national debt, 87.38 trillion, is gone. Fuel scarcity, inflation, no power supply, insecurity and hunger have come to stay. Let him applaud himself. The foreigners can see for themselves. Chisco from Ijegun. Adegoke here from Lekki says, the government should be ashamed of themselves for putting Nigerians through this excruciating pain. How can we be inside the river and dirt will be entering our eyes? We have oil, but we don't enjoy our oil. Even countries that don't have oil are not having scarcity of fuel, but we, the owners, are suffering. This one says, Chinedu from Ajah says, I think our president initially said that with the removal of subsidy, there will be no scarcity again. I wish I would know the cause of the present scarcity now. I mean, if you've been listening to the news, we've heard someone was on the show today. I think the Petroleum Marketers Association president spoke on that issue and said that it was a delay in, you know, the delivery. And that's what's causing that, you know, artificial scarcity. I also listened to the guy on channels, Harry or Pepple, one of those people, and he talked about it and he was saying that it's an artificial scarcity. They're all saying the same thing, that in no time all of these marketers are going to get petrol and everyone is going to be able to buy fuel at the normal pump price. This is just panic buying, and that's why certain persons... So it means the petroleum marketers themselves are taking advantage of the fact that the drivers and motorists are scared that there might be, you know, some form of scarcity, and then they're increasing their pump price. What does that tell you? Well, own problem? I'm guessing you know that. Government should recruit those hoodlums and strengthen the laws that persecute... Okay, sorry. Philip here says, our leaders are after themselves. Philip from Festac, thank you. This one says, the caller who said government needs the card for their own job. So what does that mean? Dumpy, I can't read your message. You're saying that so we'll be killed by headsmen and they're driving supercar bulletproof. I'm sure you mean bulletproof. And they don't want to die, but they're killing us like chicken. Wow. He said, right from the day one of this present regime till now, we have been in bitterness and sorrow. I hail this APC and their government. Please, God, fast forward to 2027 to come so we can see and vote people out. These people out, I'm sure. We're tired of this APC and their government. My name is Dumpy. Okay, Dumpy. Interesting. I want to go to Facebook quickly and see if I can read some of your messages on Facebook because I have about 3 minutes to go on the clock. And let's take a look at your message. Patience Victoria Ben says, this palliative they are talking about, I've never set my eyes on it. Not even when they are sharing it, even though I will not even accept it if given. Patience, I think you're one of those people that they're asking, what do you want? Rafiu, thank you for your message. AB Ambo says, in dealing with a man who thinks you do not know what he is pulling, you do not know that he's pulling the wool over your eyes. It is good sometimes to remind him that you know what he's doing, but you've chosen to appear ignorant for the sake of peace. Marianne, we know that the rain started beating us. We know where the rain started beating us. But we've chosen not to... We've chosen not to... Your message is so long and it's disappearing. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that message has disappeared. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Facebook Live. Apologies. All right. I have just... a minute, so I'll just take one last call and then read a message before we go. Sorry about that. Do call me back if you can. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
This is Oboli calling from Ikorodu.
Go ahead, this is Oboli.
Mariana. So we're talking about how much is cost of fuel. Have we even thought about the fact that this fuel scarcity will have a ripple effect on prices of foodstuffs, drugs, everything? Our president carrying himself, go where you call and just narrate that where you call
Riyad.
He go there, go lie for them. If he lies to
where's
them,
the lie?
Marianne, this is hard fact, so don't let us.
Where's the lie? No, but you have to prove to me that he's lying. What lie did he tell?
He said he's empathizing with us. Does the president know how much a bag of rice is? Does he know that there's no tomato in the market and we cannot access it?
But did
he
lie?
Is he sharing? Is he empathetic? Is he not a lie? He said he's feeling our pain. What kind of pain is he feeling when the cost of governance is even killing the whole country now? Eh? In good, they go, they tell them something else. And what is happening here is not really the true picture he's painting. He said he doesn't want the country to be bankrupt. Is our pocket not porous? Are we not bankrupt already, Miriam? In this country now, only the rich is getting rich and the poor is getting the poorest of everything. And you say it's not a lie. Of course it's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. What has he done to reform the nation as a whole? What has he done? He goes there to pose and take pictures, do everything. At the end of the day, we are the one feeling it here. Is it not a lie? No security, no light, no fuel, no nothing. The country is in zero ground. And you say it's not a lie. Man, I know you don't support this government. And I know you don't support this shenanigans, this lie of a propagandist government. You don't support it. So let's paint the true picture. Nothing is happening in Nigeria presently. Let's just tell it. We are shouting it out right now. If you cannot do governance, we can't even wait till 2027. Let him get out of office and let somebody else come into power. God bless you.
All right, Mrs. Abuli, take it easy. I know everyone's angry. Everybody's their body's hot. I know. He's making me remember something. Where's David? Eh? Madam, I'm hot. You know that voice note? Madam, leave me. I'm hot. That's Mrs. Obuli. She's hot. Had it been I know you, I know that's what you want to tell me, Mrs. Obuli. Had it been I know you, I will give you a dirty slap. That's what you want to tell me, but please don't slap me. I'm not the problem. I've got one more message to read before we go on a break. Don't forget, on the other side of the clock is time for us to check in with you. Checkpoint. I hear that a certain filling station is saying that where you buy meat pie before they give you fear. I love this country. Nigeria is a very interesting place. I mean, best country in the whole world. Someone says, Marianne, one lie leads to another lie. NNPC always says that they have enough reserve. Where is the reserve? This is the pain, or this pain is becoming unbearable. No fuel, no light, no work, no food. These politicians are pushing us too much. They're leaving that. They're lying. I'm sure that's what you wanted to say, that they're feeling our pains. Big lie, he says. Paul, thank you very much. Someone is telling me that Skype is down. Hey, Jesus, Skype is open. No? But I've got to go on a break. When we come back on the other side of the clock, let's talk about what people have gone through to buy fuel. Are you in pains? It's still hard facts.